News time 8:29. We're still following emergency triple team traffic, and what's got your attention, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, the crash that caused all the northbound 15 slowdowns are gone, so we are seeing traffic move a little more consistently between 106th and 5300 South. It's still under the speed limit, but it is moving. The worst portion now is Bluffdale up to about 123rd, and then you've also got slowdowns near 33rd South and from I-80 into the 6 South exit downtown. I-215's west side belt slow between 35th and 21st South, and then southbound 15 in Midvale backed up between 72nd, almost to 106 because of a crash that's now on the right shoulder. Eric Butler.
The tempo on the road is good, I-15 northbound in Utah County, but you do have an accident. This is just past Center Street in Provo. Several cars involved, and it's a good thing there's a really wide left shoulder there. Otherwise, this might be affecting traffic. As it is, they're still cleaning up things, and you should move by at close to normal speeds. Heather?
Traffic has eased up for the most part. Southbound I-15 from Ogden to the I-215 North Interchange. Change, but then you hit the brakes from Beck Street into downtown Salt Lake, and the city streets in Ogden getting pretty congested now at this time. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.